It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're going to try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, welcome to Swap Shop. This is Glenn Coble, your host, and we'll be selling, buying, trading, whatever you want to do, all sorts of tchotchkes during the next 45 minutes, and we'd love to have you give us a call. If you have something that you'd like to sell, and let me put the ground rules down a little bit. We'd like to keep it to four items or less. We really require that they not be anything that needs to be registered, like a car or a boat or a gun or anything that you have to register it with the state or the government or whatever. We'd rather not do that because we could get in trouble. So don't send us anything like that. We can take your ideas over the air, or we can take them by phone. Let me give you the address that you can send things to, and we have our very first letter that came in yesterday, and we will go over that in a second. But let me give you the address if you're interested in sending us a postcard or sending us a little a letter and telling us what you want sent sold on Swap Shop. The address is WWGH Radio. And you can put a little hyphen and then Swap Shop. It just makes it easier. But if you just send it to WWGH Radio, Swap Shop, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Let me give you that again. WWGH Radio, Swap Shop, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Hey, this is a big day today on WWGH because it's our Christmas party day. We're going to have a Christmas party. And so I hope that you will tune in tonight between 7 and 9, and we'll go over some of our stuff that we're going to have on the Christmas party. But let me get out, first of all, our phone number. The phone number is 740-383-9960. That's wrong. 9944. I'm trying to give you a home phone number, I think. Let me go over that again. 740-383-9944. 9944. 740-383-9944, which basically, if you look at your phone, it's WWGH. That's what 9944 is. Okay, and you can call anytime. We'd love to hear from you today. We know it's cold out. We know it's getting close to Christmas, and most of you are probably running around the house doing ironing and doing vacuuming and getting the last things done at the office so that you can have a nice a nice holiday season. I'm not sure how people celebrate it anymore. Do you Do you have Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday off, or do you just get a little bit of Christmas Eve and Christmas off, or what people do anymore? I've been out of the business world for about 3 years now, so I kind of lost track. Let me let you know our first item that we have. It was sent in, and this person has a rolling duffel bag. That would be great for the guests that are coming to your house, the announced ones and the unannounced ones. It's a rolling duffel bag. It's got a zip top and a slide pocket. It's never been used. It's new. The colors are pink and purples. There's an owl design. Okay, there's an owl design. You could, if you need one, they could send you a picture, apparently. I don't think you'd need one. That gives a pretty clear idea of what it looks like. They're asking only $10 or the best officer, the best offer. The number, 740-802-9929. Call or text, and they'll return all the calls. Let me give you that again. It's a rolling duffel bag. Now, I'm not sure what a rolling duffel bag is, but when you call, you can find out. It has a zip top and side pockets. It's never been used. Its colors are pink and purple. It has an owl design, and they're only asking $10, or the best offer. If they don't get the $10, they will take the best officer. Office. Why am I saying officer? Anyway, 740-802-9929. And thank you for being our very first letter to come to Swap Shop. Again, you're listening to Glenn Coble. The number here, 740-383-9944. Call in and sell us or tell us whatever you're interested in selling. And I know there are probably one or two Christmas bazaars that are still going on, and you're more than welcome to call in and tell us the information about your Christmas bazaars. And some people, cook pies and stuff like that for Christmas bazaars or for just sale. You're more than welcome to give us a call. Hey, tonight you gotta tune in to WWGH. Remember, it's 107.1, and if you're listening to my voice, look down at your phone or look down at your radio or whatever you're listening on, and it'll tell you right there, 107.1. And tonight, it'll start. Our Christmas special will start at 7 o'clock and run till 9 o'clock. It's supported by Domino's Pizza. Thanks a lot, Domino's. So I'll have something to eat tonight while my stomach is growling right now. I guess it'll continue to growl until I get that lovely Domino's Pizza. And you can call here. Let's see. I've got a phone number of 740-383-3030. That's a phone number here. Apparently, we do have a second phone number. 740-383-3030. And guess who's appearing tonight? Scott Spears will be back. Scott's going to be here all day, I'm afraid. The poor guy's going to have to be working his tail off getting ready for this. Charlie Evers is going to be here, and you know what he's going to do? He's going to do a kind of a tradition that's become standard here at WWGH. He's going to read "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," and that's always wonderful. You grab the kids and put them around the radio, and they can listen to the story of the night before Christmas. Sean Kraft is going to be here. Terry Tackett is going to be here. These are all people you've heard on the radio. Mike Wilson will be here. I'll be here. Linda Sims will be here. And Nate Redman. Those are the ones that have confirmed. And we may have a few others that we haven't heard from yet. But make sure you tune in at 7 to 9 tonight on WWGH. There will be a special guest. and I'm lucky enough to get to go pick her up. Our special guest is the 40th treasurer of the United States of America. Her name is on your money, or at least it used to be, Mary Ellen Withrow. And she's going to be doing a special feature. She's reading Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus. So some good things for kids to listen to tonight on our special. There will be a special performance by the Leshefsky family, and they play all sorts of stuff, but they'll be playing some Christmas music, and we'll be having fun and polka-ing around our new digs here at WWGH. And best of all, the big guy himself is going to come in. Santa Claus will be here. So it's will be a great special for you to have your kids tune into. We'll be done by 9 o'clock, going 7 to 9. And I hope that you can tune in. And you're welcome to call in at 740-383-3030. And we'll have a good time getting ready. Christmas is, six days away? I don't know. Fortunately, my wife arranges all the presents and stuff like that. And we have family in California, family in North Carolina, and family in Worthington. So we're all over the place, and there's all sorts of deadlines that we have to meet to get stuff out to people. And my wife was worrying about that yesterday. We took stuff to the post office. I feel sorry for those postman in the last few days. Well, I think the wind chill last night was 4 degrees, or may have been even lower than that. Fortunately, they weren't out in the middle of the night, but it wasn't much better during the day, and I'm sure it's not going to be that much better today. So if you've got some hot chocolate, maybe you can hand it out the door as they're delivering your mail. This is Swap Shop. I quite frankly didn't expect very much on the Swap Shop before Christmas. Next week, I'm not going to be expecting a whole lot, because it's the day after Christmas that we'll have Swap Shop. We'll try to have it for those of you who want to sell some of your tchotchkes. If you've got a you've got an old pair of water skis you want to get rid of, we can try and sell them in the middle of the winter, freezing and everything. If you've got an old pet rock that you want to sell, give us a call, 740-383-9944 here in Marion. And the radio station is WWGH 107.1. Again, we have that rolling duffel bag is. This person has a rolling duffel bag for sale, they only want $10 for you. I've got a caller now, so I will give you the number of that person in just a few minutes. You're on the air at Swap Shop. How can I help you?
How you doing, Mike?
I'm good. How are you? Is this Bob?
Yes.
Hey, Bob.
I've got nothing to sell, and I'm on my way out for therapy, so I can't listen to all your show today. But I want to wish you and yours and everyone here at the station, if I don't talk to you before, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Bob. Yeah. Merry Christmas to you, and have a good holiday season.
All right. Okay. I got to get ready to go to therapy.
Okay. Get it over with. All right. Bye-bye. There you go. Bob is one of our regular callers. He got rid of several things earlier, but the main thing I remember is he got rid of four kittens and their mom, and didn't have to take them to, you know, the pound or whatever, where they don't usually meet with a happy end, or I don't know if they usually meet with a happy ending or not, but he was able to get rid of those, and I'm really happy. I'm always a little worried. Excuse me, when somebody has animals that they want to sell, and hopefully they all get rid of them. And we do take animals. You ought to make sure that you get them licensed in the city if you live in the city. But that's not what that, we don't have we don't have a rule against giving away or selling kittens or puppies or any animals. I would highly recommend not selling alligators. All right, just keep the alligators in your pond, and if they're in there now, they're frozen stiff. It is cold out there. Matter of fact, I will pull up my site here and see. Well, I tell you what, I had a site I've pulled up, and it talked about some of the crazy things that happened with Christmas food. If you think your Christmas dinner is crazy, try this. In the year 1213, King John of England ordered 3,000 capons, 1,000 salted eels, 400 hogs, 24 casks of wine, and a lot more. For his Christmas dinner, and that made the Duke of Northumberland's Christmas menu in 1512 of five swans seem rather modest. Five swans. Oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, the good King John in 1213 apparently had the biggest feast of all time. There were similar feasts by William Petrie, who ordered 17 oxen, 14 deer, 29 calves, 5 hogs, 3 bucks, 54 lambs, and 129 sheep for his big party. All right, we have another caller. Hello, you're on the air on Swap Shop. How can I help you?
I got some items I would like to sell.
Very good.
I got a bunch of cell phones.
Okay.
I got a coffee pot.
Cell phones.
Beautiful set of dishes. And a winter coat for a man.
What? Do you know what size? Do you know what size the winter coat for the man is?
I believe it's a large.
Okay. Okay.
And they could just make an offer on all of these.
Just take an offer, okay? And
yes.
I missed one of the items. Right now, you have several cell phones that you have for sale. You have a coffee pot. You have the men's winter coat. And there was one other thing that I missed.
I have some jewelry you can look at. And I also have a bell buckle. It's got my coins on it.
Okay.
The large buckle.
Belt buckle. Okay. And phone number for you?
740-362-5928.
Let me give you back that number.
740-362. No, 262.
262, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Okay, that's why I repeat it. 740-262-5928. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Very good. Well, have a wonderful Christmas, and I hope you get rid of some of that.
So do I. I wish you a Merry Christmas and also Happy New Year, so be safe.
Okay, thank you. We will try.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Everybody should try to be safe. We're driving down to North Carolina, and I was tickled pink to see that the day we're driving down, it's supposed to be well above freezing, so we won't have to worry about sliding off the road. One year we were coming back from Christmas in North Carolina, and I told my daughter, if I get out to such and such a route, we're going to keep on going. If I don't make it, we're going to come back and stay an extra day or two until this ice goes away. Well, we got to that thing and the ice was really bad, but I went ahead and got onto the next road, and fortunately the next road was much clearer and we made it home. But boy, it was kind of a scary day. I hate driving on ice and snow. Fortunately, I have four-wheel drive. That's good for all-wheel drive for my car, and we made it home, and I'm Hope that'll happen again this season. We do a lot of driving. I think it'll be 533 miles one way, and we do it all in one day. So we kind of push it. I don't go fast. My wife won't let me. She's my cruise control. If I go above the speed limit, I start hearing noises from the passenger seat. We don't want to do that. All right. So now we have another call from a lady. She's got cell phones to sell. Now, she didn't say what type they are, but she said she had several. So you could call and ask her if she has the type that you're looking for. She's got a coffee pot that she'd like to sell. She has a men's winter coat in large size. A belt buckle that has coins on it, apparently. That sounds interesting. And her phone number, she'll take offers. You just make an offer. She'll be glad to talk to you about it. 740-262-5928. And then as I mentioned just before she called, we have a rolling duffel bag. It has a zip top and a side pocket. It's never been used, so it's perfectly clean. And the colors are pink and purples with an owl design, so it sounds like it'd be a terrific sleeping bag perfect duffel bag for a young girl. Not that young men can't have pinks and purples and owl designs, but it sounds pretty good for my little granddaughter, a 12-year-old girl. She's only asking $10 for that. And so if you were interested, give her a call, 740-802-9929. You can call or text, and she will return your phone call. Things are going pretty well at the Coble House. We've got our tree up. We've got the house is starting to get cleaned up. We have the driveway is fairly clear, and I've got the sidewalks clean enough that I'm not worried that I'm going to fall down. So I hope you're. Christmas season is going well, or just, you know, depending on your religion, your holiday season is going well. I have another interesting fact here. On December 25th, a Japanese flock to the American fast food chain of KFC. Kentucky Fried Chicken, really? On the 25th, they flocked there in Tokyo. And thanks to the impact of a Kentucky for Christmas marketing campaign that hit about 40 years ago, and the tradition has become so popular, in fact, that the diners look ahead by a couple of months to secure a seat at their KFC. Can you imagine that? They want to enjoy a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken for for Christmas. That just seems strange as all get up. Now, I have nothing against Kentucky Fried Chicken. I love it, but just seems a little odd. Now, my wife and I have had New Year's Day it's Christmas Eve at an Oriental restaurant because our dinner got ruined. Kind of like the Christmas story that you watch on TV, only we didn't have dogs running through the house. Okay, here's another story about Christmas and holiday food. Eggnog or crow's milk. Somebody calls it crow's milk. Is a Christmas alcoholic beverage that was born from English aristocrats. The first eggnog seems to have been sipped in 1607 in the British colony of Jamestown, Virginia. Well, they needed something because I'm sure it was pretty cold and there weren't a whole lot of furnaces in Jamestown. You had a fireplace if you were lucky. So they drank themselves some eggnog, or as they called it, crow's milk. I guess that helped them warm up. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH, the number 107.1 FM, and we are going to have a party tonight. Get ready to party. we're going to have the WWGH Christmas special, which is supported by Domino's Pizza. Thanks a lot, Domino's. And we're going to have it here at, you know, as I look at this, the telephone number that they have may be the telephone number for Domino's Pizza. Somebody could call me and tell me which one it is. 740-383-3030. My guess is that's for Domino's Pizza and not for the radio station. The radio station is 740-383-9944. And tonight, appearing after, we'll start it at 7 o'clock and run till 9. Scott Spears is going to be here telling you all the things you ever wanted to know about all sorts of stuff, along with Charlie Evers, who does the exact same thing. Today he was on the Ohio kick. He likes to ask people questions about Ohio, and then he complains to me if nobody knows anything about Ohio. But he's going to do something special. He's going to read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, and that's always fun for kids to listen to. It's fun for adults to listen to. So make sure you tune in 7 to 9 tonight on WWGH. Sean Kraft will be here tonight. Terry Tackett will be here tonight. Mike Wilson will be here tonight. Glenn Coble will be here tonight. And I'm also here right now. Linda Sims will be here. And also Nate Redmond. So all those people that you hear on your favorite radio station will be here tonight. And you can call in and wish us happy New Year's and a Merry Christmas. We will have a special guest, and I'm lucky enough to get to pick her up. Mary Ellen Withrow is coming. She's our 40th treasurer of the United States, and she's going to do a special. She's going to read Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus, which is always great fun for kids to listen to and great fun for adults to listen to. There will be special performances by the Leshefsky family, and they will be playing, I'm pretty sure, for quite a bit of the time in the second hour, maybe in the first hour, but they will be playing music that'll get your tote tamping and help you get the right holiday spirit. And best of all, the big guy himself, Santa Claus, will be here. So if you have questions or you want to wish happy Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, you can call us at 740-383-9944. All right, got another one here. Cookies for Santa. Both in the United States and in other places across Europe, kids leave cookies and warm milk. Now, we never left warm milk. I always thought that would be bad for Santa. We always left cold milk. But they're all over the U.S. and Europe. Kids leave cookies and milk as a light refreshment for Santa Claus. Santa actually is a little bit bigger than I am, so he definitely likes the cookies. And he likes having them during his long night of travel. When Christmas trees used to be decorated with food, it became the custom to leave those cookies behind. And in the past, especially in Germany, apples and cookies and other foods were used to decorate the festive tree. Some of these decorations, however, disappeared during the night. Can you believe that? They disappeared. Or rather, they were devoured. And this led to a speculation that Santa was looking to have a late night snack. And so the kids started leaving them for him. My kids always did put them on a little platter, and we usually had four or five cookies and some milk, and it was amazing. When the kids came down the next morning, it was gone. We contributed to his girth size. You're listening to Swap Shop. Let me give you a couple of things that we've already had today. We have a lady that, or a person that has has a rolling duffel bag. Must have wheels on the bottom or something like that. It has a zip top and side pockets, and it's new. It's never been used. The colors are pink and purples. It has an owl design. And she's asking, or the person, whoever sent this in, I'm not sure whether it was a he or a she, the person who sent this in is asking $10 or the best offer. The number is 740-802-9929. And she'll return a call or a text. So give her a holler. Another lady called in today. She has cell phones, several, she says. So I'm sure that you can call her and ask her what type they are so that they'll be okay for your system. Several cell phones to sell. She has a coffee pot. She has a men's winter coat. She thinks it's large size. And a belt buckle that has coins in it. I'm trying to imagine how that is, but she would like any offer. You make an offer, and she'll be glad to talk to you about selling it to you, any one of those items. 740-262-5928. You're listening to WWGH Swap Shop, and this is Glenn Coble. Let's see if we got anything more of interest here. Let's see. Here's one, the real story behind the gingerbread house. I think I know this one. The history of the gingerbread house dates back to 992. That was a long time ago, when bread and cakes were seasoned with spices and all that sort of thing that came from the mysterious East. But the ginger came only later, thanks to a bishop. And apparently the bishop brought ginger from the East, and that's where the gingerbread house began. Doesn't really explain why they would put it together in the shape of a house, but maybe there are reasons. Jingle Bells was originally for Thanksgiving. Did you know that? I didn't know that. The popular festival song is inescapable, and it comes from the holiday season. Interestingly, it was originally written to commemorate American Thanksgiving when it was written in 1850 by composer James Lloyd Pierpont. Apparently Martha Stewart has more information about that on her website, which I am not going to... give her extra extra publicity. That's what I'm thinking about. Okay, you know why we kiss underneath the mistletoe? I didn't know this. Whether you carefully maneuver yourself under the mistletoe or carefully maneuver yourself away from the mistletoe. I remember when I was a kid in junior high, the boys would do one and the girls would do the other. And you can imagine which was which. But you would get to have a sneaky kiss underneath the mistletoe. And it's become kind of a Yuletide tradition, and it's been around for centuries. However, mistletoe berries, while notoriously poisonous, were once considered an aphrodisiac and are still a symbol of fertility and virility. Consider yourself to be warned. Don't mess with those nasty berries. I don't care how much virility it gives you. It's not worth it to die for, right? Oh, something that I just bought. I love them. Brussels sprouts. Love them or hate them. We always have Brussels sprouts around this time. They're widely grown in Belgium and became a staple for Christmas dinners around the time of the Victorian era. And it's thought that Victorians simply liked the idea of eating mini cabbages, which is really what they look like and apparently what they sort of are. That became a tradition back in, when did I say that was? In the 1800s. just about then. Christmases were being formed, the big traditions of eating and stuff like that. And the Brussels sprouts became a food trend in that time, in the 1800s. And it just never went away. A lot of people do have Brussels sprouts for Christmas. When I married into the Makovsky family, we had a tradition that I found when we came to Ohio. You had out here, but it was at a different time. We would have pork and dumplings and sauerkraut on Christmas. And over here in Ohio, that was in Indiana, in Ohio, it seems like more people had it on New Year's Day. But we had it at Christmas time. And now we've just decided to combine the two, and we just eat Brussels sprouts, or not Brussels sprouts, we eat potato dumplings and turkey and gravy throughout the whole time. we get it all ready on the for Christmas Eve, and then we just eat until January 1st or 2nd. We have an interesting tradition because our tradition is to celebrate a birthday in the middle of that, and actually two birthdays. We have a grandson that was, his birthday is the 28th of December, and my daughter's birthday was on the 31st of December, and believe me, we loved it, and she hasn't let me forget about it. It saved me a lot of money in taxes that year for one day. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you the truth right now. Now, don't tell anybody else this, all right? Her father, Carol, her father was a physician. And I went to her dad and I said, she was supposed to have that baby around Christmas. Is there anything we're doing wrong? Can we help her have the baby sooner? And he gave me all sorts of ideas of how to do that. All right, we have another caller. Let's take the call. You're on the air. This is Glenn Coble. How can I help you on Swap Shop? Hello? I must have hit the wrong button. I'm sorry. If I did hit the wrong button, give me a call back. All right. Anyway, I was going to tell you about some of the things. Well, I can't tell you about very many of them, but some of the things that he told me to give her. Oh, what's the name of that? Mineral oil. She had to ingest some of that. And what else? Well, there were all sorts of things that she had to do to help bring that little bundle of joy along. And sure enough, she came and arrived on the 31st of December. We were in the same recovery area the next day when the person who had the very first baby of the year came in and had that baby, and there was a big hoopla about that, but no big hoopla about my little baby born tax saving December 31st. But I was happy. Okay. Have you ever heard of leftover peacock sandwiches? I don't know what that is. Peacock was actually the mainstay of medieval Christmas feasting, as was swan and other game. But I never heard that they ate peacock. That was kind of weird. Later in Edwardian Britain, the goose became the bird of choice. I bet all the geese were thrilled to death to hear that. Now we do turkey pretty dominantly. You're listening to WWGH. Let me mention our Christmas party tonight one more time, because we'd love to have all of you join us tonight between 7 and 9. Just turn the radio on, let it go in the background, and when you hear something you want to respond to, you can call us at 740-383-9944. It's our Christmas special, WGH's Christmas special, and it's supported by Domino's Pizza, and if you want to order your pizza, 740-383-3030. Thank you very much for Domino's. That'll give us something to eat so that our wives don't have to cook for us or our husbands don't have to cook for us, and we can be here. Scott Spears is going to be here. Charlie Evers is going to be here, and he's going to do a special. He's going to read the "Twas the Night Before Christmas." Sean Kraft, Terry Tackett, Mike Wilson, myself, Linda Sims, and Nate Redman will all be here, and you can call us and wish us a Merry Christmas or whatever you want to wish us. There will be a special guest, the 40th Treasurer of the United States, a lady whose name is on a lot of dollar bills, Mary Ellen Withrow, will be here, and she's going to be reading "Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus." And there will be a special performance during the night by the Leszczewski family, and also the big guy himself, big old Santa Claus, is going to be here. So make sure your kids get a chance to listen. I don't know what Santa Claus is going to say. I think he's coming into the studio just to get out of the cold. and we have had some cold the last couple of days. It's supposed to be warming up, though. Let me give you the items that we have for sale now just before we get out of here. We have about 5.5 minutes before we're off the air. There is a person that has a rolling duffel bag. My guess is that has wheels on the bottom of it. It has a zip top, and it has a side pocket. It's never, ever been used, so it's in perfect shape. The colors are pink and purple. It has an owl design. And this person would like to get $10 for it, or the best offer. Be something great. Initially, I thought it was a duffel bag, but it's not a duffel. I mean, I thought it was a sleeping bag, but it's a duffel bag. But it'd be a great thing for, especially for a young girl who's taking their PJs and stuff like that to grandpa or grandma's house for the Christmas holidays. But she's asking $10, and her phone number, 740-802-9929. You can call that number or text and just say she'll return your calls. So say whatever you need. Ask her questions about it. And also we have a lady called in. She's for you make an offer on any one of these items or any two of these items. But she'll take offers. She's selling cell phones, and she has several of them. She has a coffee pot she's willing to sell. And she has a men's winter coat. She thinks it's large size. If you're a man, or if you happen to be the man that's interested, give her a call and ask her whether it's large, extra large, or medium. And I'm sure she can look inside and find out. But when she was on the phone, she didn't exactly know whether it was large or not. But she thought it was large. And she also has a belt buckle, one of those big belt buckles. Apparently, it has coins in the belt buckle. And her phone number is 740-262-5928. And I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. I've had a really good year so far. I've really enjoyed being here on WWGH, and they've made my stay here very, very a friendly one. And there are some people that don't think they want to be friendly with me, but that's all right. I understand that. They talk about mulled wine. And it's a Wonderful Life. And mulled wine is a warm glass of wine. It's popularized in Victorian times. Charles Dickens writes about it. It's a warm wine. It originated in ancient Rome, and they were the first people to drink it. Let's see. Later, it was practiced. Later on, they decided to chill it as opposed to having it warmed, but mainly to mask the flavor of the spoiled or cheap wine. That doesn't sound very good. I don't know why people would want to have that for their Christmas holiday. Anyway, I I will, let's see, next week I will not be here on Wednesday when I have my show called A Progressive Life because it's Christmas. But I will be back on Thursday to celebrate. Well, let's see. I'm trying to think if I will be back on Thursday. We may not even have this show on Thursday. Let me keep tuned in, and we'll let you know whether we're going to do it next Thursday. My guess is we won't be doing it next Thursday just because day after Christmas. But keep tuned in to WWGH 107.1. Don't forget to join us tonight between 7 and 9 for the WWGH Christmas special, sponsored by or supported by Domino's Pizza. And make sure that you call in, say wish us a Merry Christmas, that sort of thing. We're going to have the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Marianne Ellen Withrow, will be here reading Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus. Charlie Evers is going to read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. We're going to have special performance by the Leshefsky family. And Santa Claus himself is going to be here. You have a wonderful holiday season, and please stay safe, and we'll talk to you tonight, maybe. You're listening to WWGH. It's a Swap Shop.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP Marion, Ohio, your place for holiday fun. For legendary Emmy Award-winning actor best known for his role of Lou Grant on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Ed Asner.
What's the best story to read to your family at Christmas time?
Oh, without question. Ebenezer Scrooge. Bah, humbug. Oh, what a story that is. A guy who is evil and is visited by three ghosts and then turns into a nice man. Yeah, you know, I had an Uncle Ebenezer. Yeah, old Ebenezer Asner. A lot of Z's there, isn't it? Boy, was he a difficult guy to get along with. When I was growing up, on Christmas morning, he would come over with figgy pudding. Who wants figgy pudding? Yuck! But I got even with him. I used to throw those darn Christmas oranges at his car.
Oh, was